24 Cross Media.
They don't know I do it for the culture, goddamn. They say I should watch the shit I post, oh goddamn. Say I'm turning big girls into hoes, oh goddamn. They say I get groupies at my shows, oh goddamn. All the rumors are true, yeah. What you heard, that's true, yeah. I fuck him and you, yeah. If you believe I do that, had to cut some hoes loose, yeah. Indy ain't no loose lips. Now them hoes tryna sue me. Bitch, I don't give two shits. All the rumors are true, yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to False Confidence.
Hi.
So we're in season two now. And I don't know if we've mentioned this before, but I was thinking about this the other day. Naming episodes is hard. Because you want to, like, have a cool name that, like, pops out to people. And I think we're funny. So there's multiple funny parts when we're, like, picking names to things.
Mm-hmm. Some episodes are easier to name than others.
Obviously. For you. So Tiffany is, like, our uploader, technical analysis, namer of episodes. And our first season, our first episode, I was looking at the stats online to see how many people had downloaded it and everything. And I was like, oh my God, we didn't pick an episode name. And I look at it and it says pilot. So I'm like, pilot is obviously what they auto assigned us because it's the first episode, like a pilot of a TV show.
Yeah. Right.
So I text Tiffany and I'm like, oh my God, we didn't name the episode. And she screenshots it and sends it back to me and circles the pilot and says, yes, we did. I named it pilot. And I'm like, are you the CEO of False Confidence? You just get to name episodes without telling anybody? That's the stupidest fucking name I've ever heard in my life. I thought it auto-assigned because it was so fucking stupid.
You called me after you asked about... I think you called me because you texted me and you said, like, oh my God, we didn't name the episode. Like, basically, like, saying it was, like, auto-named. And I'm like, no, like, it's named. Look at us
go. I came up with this.
Look what I came up with. I'm so cool.
I thought it was so good. I was pissed.
And then you called me immediately. Those are always my favorite, when people call you immediately after a text that you sent that they were just not vibing with. And you were like, are you the CEO of False Confidence? I was like, I thought it was like a trick question because I still didn't know you were upset about the pilot. And I was mad proud. I was like, it's pilot. So cool, right? And then you said, like, are you? And I said, no, we both are. Like, why? And she was like, pilot? What the fuck? And I'm like, bro, I don't fucking know. Like, A, we didn't even think about it because it was our first episode. I didn't even know we, like, had to name it. I didn't think about it. And then I just did. I didn't, verify with your dumbass.
I like that you tried.
I did try. So either way, I think pilot is a good name for a first episode. I get that our podcast probably could have taken a better first name. I get that now. We could always rename it, so if anybody ever sees episode one renamed, then you'll know why.
I like that we changed our music for season two.
Yeah,
I hope everybody likes that.
Me too. And if you don't, we don't give a fuck, actually. Well, because we like it. Doing that. That's cool. Yeah, but because I told you, I was talking to somebody the other day about our episodes, mm-hmm. and they said, like, the song, like, after they would listen to so many, it's kind of like, I'm over it.
In our defense, he did listen to all of them in one day, so he was constantly listening to that song. But
I wish there was a way you could skip intro.
But I do that we're doing different songs for different seasons.
Yeah, for sure.
And they all apply.
They do.
So it's cool.
Word for word. So, yeah, but pilot it was. So now you guys know every episode named after episode one was a joint effort. Because apparently pilot was not good enough.
And that's why they're better.
I was actually looking at some of the names of our episodes and I think, like, wow, we gross. but it's great. So
only live once.
Speaking of first things, I was thinking about was virginity and taking first. So have you ever taken someone's virginity?
Not to my knowledge, but I have, you know, like back in the high school days, slept mm-hmm. with a couple people that I was like, if this is not their first time, they need help.
Well, right. I was just going to say,
there was one guy that, like, I didn't even, if he wasn't, like, sweating and thrusting, I wouldn't have even known he was having sex with me. It had to be his first time. He's younger than me too, so it had to be.
Right. And he just
but nobody has like said I'm a virgin.
Right. Yeah. I don't think I've ever, I'm sure I've never had sex with a virgin, but I was just going to say that comment. That,
I mean,
like,
we're
some
way too old
seem
now to
like
be taking
virgin.
People's virginity.
Right. If I'm taking someone's virginity now, there's two things that have gone very wrong. Number one, I have really stooped low. Number two, like, where have you been for the last 40
fucking years?
How old
were you when you lost your virginity?
16.
Mm. I was 14. That's young.
Well, you
I was
are
a month
slut.
Away. I was actually a week, month away from my 15th birthday.
Wow. You know, I remember things a lot of the time, like when it comes to important things. Like, I could remember like just a key word or a key date, or like I can look back at my photos because I know, like, I remember that was September of that year, but I cannot for the life of me remember when I lost my virginity.
Oh, I know mine. 327.
Oh, fuck. I'm so 100%. Proud of you.
I actually keep in contact with the guy I lost my virginity to. We're like best friends, and I call him every 327.
Wow. Happy 327.
We have a little chuckle and we move on.
No, I cannot remember for the life of me when it was. And I'm just disappointed about that because I'd really like to know. But at the time I was like hiding it from my parents. So I wasn't like actively putting dates down because they would always find it. My parents always found out everything.
Oh my God. I
disgusting.
Wrote it down and my parents found it.
See?
And I was like grounded for eternity. It was the worst day of my life, which is crazy because now that we're older and have kids, and it is way too young.
Yeah, 14 is young.
It's way too, I mean, 15 and 16 is too young too.
Yeah, like, 16 is young. I think nowadays, like, 16 is more acceptable because the 16-year-old girls look like they're 21. But also, speaking of that, I'm sorry, but I would not be okay with having a daughter at the age of 16 looking like she was, like, literally ready to go out to the bar.
See, I don't have kids, but it's a catch-22 because it's like, in the culture that we're in, you're excluding your kid if you're right. not letting them be... Like, so you want your kid to wear this outfit to school. They want to wear the outfit that their 12 friends have. And now they're getting excluded because...
Because they don't look as slutty as the rest of them.
I imagine it's like when we were kids. Like, when we were kids, my family didn't have a ton of money. And where I was shopping was not where my friends were shopping. So they had Abercrombie and Fitch and Gap and all this stuff. And I didn't have that.
Yeah.
And it was definitely, like, an issue for me.
Yeah, my mom really liked to hit up JCPenney and, like, Kohl's.
I don't think Kohl's existed then.
I don't remember, but I just
my mom was like JCPenney
like
and Fashion Bug.
Sears. I'm like, come on.
I know, but it was, like, what we could afford. I mean, there were so many. Yeah. We have the same amount of kids in both of our families. Yeah. Like, it's not.
I mean, I just wanted to be like, it's not my fucking fault you guys couldn't stop fucking and having kids. So can I go to Express or no? I know. Like, if I wanted to go to any of those stores, I
had
to pay for
myself.
That's
why I got a job so young. Yeah, really, like, because exactly. I wanted to be able to
which
like,
is cool,
fit in,
you
which
know?
Is sad, too, because yeah. that shouldn't be, like, a focus when you're a kid.
No, but I just feel like when I saw prom pictures and formal pictures for kids that were in, like, eighth grade, and I just think, like, damn, like, these girls look like hoes. Well, and I just don't think I'd let my kid look as slutty as some of these other
it's
girls.
All the social media.
Yeah. Ugh. Social media. You know, I have thoughts on social media, so I don't love it. I don't have my own Facebook. I only just got my Instagram back, but I barely use it. I think the thing I use the most is Snapchat, but I don't know. What do you feel about social
media?
Well,
what I know is when we were in high school, if you wanted to know, like, who was cheating on who, mm-hmm. who was doing what behind your back, what was going on, obviously there was no social media. Half of the people didn't even have cell phones. So you were at the Friday night football game, and Thursday nights you were at college night at Joe's. And that's where it went down. Now mm-hmm. it goes down in the DMs. That's where it went down back in the day.
Right.
You had to be out, like, yeah. at the bar, Western Grill, fucking Joe's and New Paul's, like, anywhere. And that's where you would see who was talking to who, what was going on.
Right, or people were passing you notes in school.
telling you shit, or, yeah. like, something happened at a house party, or the cornfields, or the power lines, mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, social media has just made it, like, so easy for people to, like, cheat and, like, get in contact with other people. I mean, like...
But also, how stupid are people?
Really dumb.
Fucking stupid. Because it's not like it ever gets hidden. Because you can go online and you see somebody all of a sudden is friends with somebody that, like, they wouldn't be friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're hearting every photo and every post.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's like,
they're liking shit. They
it's like,
weren't
oh, you guys are fucking.
Right.
You know? It's like, duh.
Right. And I don't know. Like, something else that I never thought about, and then, like, I had a friend to kind of, like, put this in my head, is, like, we had talked about it once when somebody is not like texting you back, but like you see them active online. Yeah. Like, I don't like that. I don't want to see it. I don't even want to know that you're doing that. Like, I don't even want to check it. Like, that's the thing.
Like, I see that you just made a post 33 minutes ago and I texted you 2 hours ago and you haven't answered.
Right. So please make that make sense, because I'm just trying to figure out why I see a green dot next to your name and I still have no text back. But like, that's obnoxious. I don't want to feel like somebody has to text me back. But also at the same time, I think, when do you not text people back right away? Usually, you know, usually if you get a text, you text
sometimes them back. I'm at work and I'll read a text and I'll be like, all right, my response is mm-hmm. more than just two words. Like, I'll text them back in a second.
Right.
And honestly, just don't go back to it.
Yeah, or, you forget. Or I forget so all much the time.
Later and it's like, oh, it's not really appropriate to text them right now. I'll text them tomorrow. Then I right. forget. Then you look like a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, like, I do say a lot, like, you know, sorry, I got busy, or I just like totally forgot I read it and I didn't have a chance to write you back, whatever. That's true. But that's such a like stupid, dumb response. But it's like an actually true response. Like, I forget a lot of things. So I shouldn't be held accountable for that.
I also don't like the subs that people put up. Ugh. Say it to my fucking face or at me.
Yeah. Like, at least just say like, Tiff, this is for you.
Right. At Brianne Lyons. Right. You're a fucking bitch. Right. Okay.
I can't stand. I know we've talked about subs before, but like, it's so fucking annoying when like, you know, for a fact, and it's most of the time just your friends. Like, I don't think I've ever seen like a guy post a sub about me. No, it's guys
too when you break up and they post some dumb song or some dumb Snapchat or some dumb fucking Facebook post.
I have not personally experienced that. However, I have experienced it with friends. Well, see, that's why you don't get a guy, because then you don't got to fucking worry. This is the thing. Right.
That's the thing. Also, girl, it's like, you know, when these girls and guys are like in like a troubled relationship and then you see them going back and forth and back and mm-hmm. forth. We have friends that do that.
I would never do that. Yeah, I would never fucking do that. But you're right. It's like obnoxious. And you could basically like get the popcorn out and just watch the show live. You know, it's like, oh, she just posted 5 minutes ago. Let's wait and see what she posts back.
Or when they're like calling out like their other baby moms.
Yeah.
Or like,
oh my God, so oh God, terrible.
It's so terrible, but it is entertaining.
It's entertaining.
It's like a guilty pleasure.
But it is annoying. Because
it's like, you look like a retard, but I'm going to sit here and watch it.
Yeah, because I'm like got nothing better to do, yeah, really.
I really have nothing going on in my life.
Because so I got five this. Unread text messages I don't know how to write back to, so I'm just going to watch this unfold. Yeah, no, that I hate, and I especially hate when friends do it. We have a friend that does shit like that all the fucking time, and I cannot stand that shit. Like, bitch, just shut the fuck up.
And then you're
up.
Walking around with your baby daddy again like shit's all sweet.
Yeah, that's annoying. That's obnoxious. Like, don't get me started on
I've
that.
Had to delete friends off of Facebook and Snapchat and shit because of stuff like that, because I just can't see it every day.
Yeah, I actually found this new option called, like, muting of stories, so I just mute those motherfuckers. Like, I want to see it if I need to, but I don't want to, like, see it when I don't want to.
And the catfishing.
Catfishing.
Like, girl, I just seen you yesterday and you don't look like that.
You never looked like that. A day in your whole life. Not even when you were in high school.
Like, but I'm going to give you props for the angle and the suck in and yeah. the turn.
And that filter, though.
But like, I don't know.
Yeah, I actually don't really like when people use filters as like their profile pictures, because it's like, unless it was like funny, you know, like I use the Big Mouth filter to record like videos or like do funny shit. But that's like a Big Mouth filter that's like stupid and funny. But when you have like the little butterflies over your fucking head or like little hearts, I'm like, oh, God, that's not what you look like. Your face is literally not that soft looking.
So like, at that point, what's the point of the picture, right?
Yeah.
We have a couple friends. We have like this guy that we know. Who I don't find attractive at all whatsoever. No. But he slept with like over 300 girls.
Yeah. And okay, so something on that, like you were saying the other day, it should be about quality versus quantity, but I feel like a lot of people aren't subscribing to that.
Well, at that point, it has to be quantity over quality.
Right. Like, because they're just like, how many?
So you could have slept with 10 people, but like, what do they got going on? Well, was right. it at 4 a.m. when they left the bar smashed?
Right. You're like picking up these bitches that are like, it's probably illegal to even be fucking them right
like,
now.
What was that movie? Was it Good Luck Chuck or something? There was a movie where there was like a group of girls standing in a bar, right? And it's like five girls. And when you like when you're looking at the group all together, the one girl looks like a 10. But when you take out her friends, she turns into like a 2. Do you remember
what movie that is? No.
And I think of that all the time, because that it is true. Mm-hmm. Because how many times have we been out at the bar and we're like, that's the hottest guy in here? But like, if you took him out of the bar.
Right. If you took him away from his hideous friends, you're like, oh, actually mad funny because that did happen with one of your old husbands.
I know.
You were like, he's the hottest thing ever. I remember the whole way home, you're drunk as fuck. Like, I love him. We're going to get married. Wasn't he so cute? And then literally the next day when you're hungover as fuck, you're like, oh, so he's mad ugly. Like, well, he's not mad ugly, but I wasn't thinking he was as hot as you were thinking he was last night. Those twisted teeth hit right.
They were in the screwball shots.
Oh, God. Yeah, screwball shots will fuck you up.
That was the Island Boy night.
Oh, my God. I am going to upload. I really want to upload that video because that I actually showed a friend of mine that video the other day. And we were dying. I was like,
I'm an idiot.
I'm an island boy. You just kept pulling up your hair, you fucking retard. I was like, you're so dumb. And I'm like, hey, you forgot something. Brienne's still here. Come back. Come back. Where are you going? I thought you were taking her with you. Brienne is still here.
You have to take her. Please get her out of here. She thinks she's an island boy.
How many times you said goodbye that night is beyond me, but I just remember the last time you said goodbye, you were like, I'm out. I gotta post it. I hope it fits online because people have to see the stupidity levels at its finest. Just because you don't remember.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
I'm like, yeah,
that's
it does.
That's the problem with you because you like try to like deny that things happened.
Because I truly don't remember. So like it didn't happen. Like
and,
how can
and
you confirm?
And the fortunate part of that is you always have your phone out. So I can't play that game because I'm constantly being recorded.
Constantly.
But
and I'm always.
I am always living in the moment. Yeah. And I don't have my phone out for you.
I'm living in the moment.
So it looks like
you.
I'm the fucking idiot. But like you also are a fucking idiot. I'm just not good with my phone. But I gotta start being better. For sure.
Please do for me. I would really love to see these supposed
You
truths.
Were pretending that things don't happen that I saw with my own fucking eyes.
Yeah, but you didn't because you also thought that guy was fucking smoking hot and then the next day realized
that was
he
a
wasn't.
Misconception.
You misconcept
hotness.
What you saw that night as
no,
well.
No, no, no. I still knew what he looked like. I just thought in my head he was hotter than he was. But I'm not making up actions that you took.
I didn't do it.
Like if you were breakdancing on the floor and I told you that, like that's not something I could mistake.
But maybe it wasn't me that you were seeing. Maybe it was somebody else that looked like me.
Well, it's just weird because I know when we woke up in the morning, you had dick pics.
Yes, I did.
So that's weird.
Which I guess what you're saying
and I
is.
I did not. Okay.
That's because so you guys are going to get married. People that are getting married don't send
oh,
out dick
God,
pics.
Oh, God, we're never getting married.
No, I truly do
and
not
you
recall
gave my
this.
Snapchat out to like 5 different guys there.
Yeah, because I wasn't
that
giving
were
them
then
mine.
Snapping me, and I was like, "Who the fuck are these people?"
Yeah, kind of like the time you gave someone my fucking phone number and told them it was you.
I do that.
And
a
then
lot.
He texts me, and he's like, "Hey, how was the rest of your shift?" And I'm over here like, "What?" Like, oh. I mean, it was fine. I got out at 4:30 like usual. And then he said something, and I was like. Like, however it triggered. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you're the manager at Buff. And I was like, what? Fucking bitch. He was like, it's Cody. I just saw you working or something at the bar. And the thing is, this guy is retarded. I can never be this retarded because you already talked to that guy. He already had your Facebook. So A, why do you need my number? You can message me there. Number two, like, this says Tiffany. Like
I know. And so my like, social media does not.
Right. So I'm thinking like, how could you misconceive that I was Brie? Like, I just don't get, obviously an idiot. No big deal. Yeah. All I know is when I told him that you accidentally gave him my number, he did not text me back again. Have you seen him
I
again?
I have not seen him again.
Ooh, so he doesn't like you anymore.
Yeah, he's probably mad.
Obviously you didn't want him to, else you wouldn't have given him my phone number.
No.
No.
So I was thinking about relationships the other day. I know we were talking about this. Mm-hmm. And like the reason I'm against being in a relationship right now is because I'm selfish at the moment. Mm-hmm. At the moment, I want to do what I want to do. And I don't necessarily mean sleep with 50 people.
Right. I get that.
I'm not always talking about sex, but I am talking about my time. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to have to answer you. I don't want to have to feel like I need to make time that I don't have. I want to do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm at peace. I'm happy. I got a lot of stuff going on. I don't want to be bothered with it.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
So I also don't want to deal with some of the things that come along once you get into a relationship.
Right. Yeah, I agree completely.
Like, it's not scary. Answering me.
Aw.
Because now once we're in a relationship, now it's a fucking problem.
Right. Like, you're gonna have to answer me, like, basically 99% of the time.
Right.
And if you don't, it's going to be a problem. And that's the thing, is that's crazy. And I don't, and maybe it's not crazy. Maybe that's what happens in a relationship, but I don't like it.
Yeah. There's things I don't like and I just don't want to be bothered with. And then there's things that just shouldn't happen that I'm not saying have happened to me or are going to happen, but I just don't want to deal with it. I sleep really good at night knowing nobody's fucking around cheating on me stressing me out.
Like when I can wake up in the morning knowing like,
my day is mine.
Where's my coffee?
Right.
Like the first thought in my mind is like, I guess I could go back to sleep. It's not like, oh my God, I wonder like how long he's been up for. Like, why didn't I hear from him yet? You know, it's like, and maybe all people in relationships think that way. I don't fucking know. I just know, but I don't like
we
it.
We were just talking the other day about this guy that doesn't come home weekly.
Yes.
Gets fucked up on Sunday
and
then doesn't come home.
Aww.
You want to play hide and seek tonight, babe?
It's fine because I'd love to play that game.
Because if that was me and I was that girl, first of all, this would happen one time.
One time.
Not every week.
Yes.
Number two, I would assume that you were now planning a date night at 3 a.m. and you wanted to play hide and seek.
And you just wanted me to come find you.
And you wanted me to come find you, which is fine. Because like that girl in Wedding Crashers, I'll find you.
I'll find you.
Like, I'm fucking finding you.
Correct. And when I do find you, it's not going to be a date night. Okay? What's going to fucking happen is it's going fucking down.
Right? I'm fucking you up.
Well, so when I heard about this story about this guy who like gets fucked up and then like didn't come home, I was like, aw, that's cute. I was like, because if that happened to me and you didn't come home one night, I'm not coming home the next five fucking nights.
Right.
And my friend was like, wow, five nights equals one. I was like, well, actually, it would have been 14, but I'm giving you a discount as a first timer defense. So do you want to play?
Right. No, I don't think you do.
Are you ready to play this game? Because
I'm going to be better.
Yeah. I'm going to be so much better at this game than you because you're an idiot. Why? Do not ever, and I mean ever, not text me back. I don't give a fuck like, how drunk you are.
And then it's like, where were you?
Where the fuck
and
were you?
And let me tell you something else. I already know because I obviously found you.
Yes, I obviously did.
Okay. But if anytime I'm asking you a question, if I'm asking you a question.
Like literally 10 times out of 10, you that question.
I already know the fucking answer.
Right.
So tell the truth.
Right.
Because I already know what the answer is.
Yeah. And about something about me.
And
is
I feel like,
that's
a general statement for girls. Like yeah. They ask questions they already know the answer to.
It is a general statement. And even, I guess, for guys. Like, I'm sure if a guy, maybe, you know, I don't know how guys are, if anybody wants to, like, let me know. But I'm sure it, most of the time, if anybody's asking you a specific question, they already fucking know the answer and they want to see if you're going to lie about it. So what's
going to. Or how you're going to.
Yeah, how you're going to, you know, I'm still going to be pissed that I had to even bring it up. So either way, I'm definitely at least a 50% pissed off levels. But Facts. Am I going to be 50% more pissed off with your answer? So
are you about to get smacked?
Yeah. And honestly, like I have smacked one person before and I loved every second of it.
Oh, my God.
Because that motherfucker deserved it and I would do it again if I had to. But like, I don't want to do that. I never, ever want to. But, you know, you just get so frustrated. I'm like, accidentally, my hand just, like, came up and, like, met his face. And I was like, oh, whoopsies. But I liked it. It was a reaction.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, like, so what's going to happen is, okay, so this is what I would do. I'd ask you a question. I'd let you answer it. And let's say you lie. I'm not going to come at you now and be like, I know you're lying.
Right.
I'm going to let that answer be your answer.
Also, you're not good at... I don't think you're good at, you give everything up too quick.
That's
because
I'm,
I'll tell you something and you immediately give it up. So like me, right? Like say I had a phone bill access. Somehow I get into it or I get into an email or I get into a, this is my psycho stalking skills right now, by the way.
Yes.
But say I get into something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I find some shit. Now I have to creatively figure out a way for that to come up weeks later.
Correct.
Otherwise, you're going to know I'm in it.
Yes.
Now, and then you're going to change your password and now I'm out.
Yeah, you're out.
But you give it up right away and you lose your fucking context. Like, correct. You have to fucking play the game.
Well, I do it sometimes. Like, it depends. Like, if it's a big, huge thing that I literally cannot wait 1 second to bring up, that's when I blow it up. And I consciously know that now I'm like losing fucked. That.
Right. Okay.
You know, like I know, and I consciously know, like now you're going to know I had access to your phone bill. And now obviously I'm not going to, but I don't actually give a fuck because I'm bringing this the fuck right. up. Okay. But I do. And I'm very good about like figuring out ways, you know, figuring mm-hmm. out ways how to bring mm-hmm. shit up and find out the answer that I already know. But like, you know, it just, I do that because yeah. sometimes I cannot.
I feel like you're immediate. So sometimes I have to call you and be like, so I'm going to tell you something, mm-hmm. but do you think you cannot say it right now?
And I'm, and then I say, like, well, what is it?
No, if you don't give me an immediate yeah, then I'm like, that's not the answer it's I was looking for. Confident. I'm not going to tell you.
You've literally said that. You're like, that's not the answer. So no, I can't. And then I'm like, you're no. definitely telling me. And we're like, just going to no. have to decide if I can shut the fuck up about it. But I've been better with it. And also that has happened a few times. Actually crazy is that the cell phone thing did happen with my ex. Like we had a cell phone together. So I could obviously, it was my fucking account. I could get on it. Mm-hmm. So then I noticed that he had like messaged other people or called other people. And so I obviously like same second messaged him. I was like, who the fuck is this? You know, and then immediately was the password was changed. I'm like, fuck. And I didn't really think that through.
Right.
I didn't really think that through. Because the way I came at the motherfucker was like, I didn't say like I saw the phone bill, but then he obviously knew like there's no fucking way.
You know?
Right. I was hoping that he thought like I went through his phone or something.
You gotta be more creative in your.
I know. Well, I've gotten more creative. Trust me.
Oh, I know you're creative.
Super creative. So yeah, but what that whole not coming home thing? Not okay.
No,
not the fuck okay. I will fucking damned if right. that happens to me.
Because like, there's no reason to not come home. Well, you know what? Or call.
Let me know.
Say this is where I am. I can't drive.
Right.
Or like, could you get me? Or I don't want you to worry. How do you just not come home?
Or answer your calls or phones or anything? Like,
We're too old for that. Bye.
Fuck no.
Beep.
I will not be able to sleep tonight. And mostly because I'm driving around looking
for
you.
I'm going to sleep fine. First, I'm going to find you. And then I'm going to sleep fine.
Yeah. I would have to call you because you're really good at finding
people.
I'm going
to be single.
Yeah.
I am really good.
I need
good.
Energy
I am
to be
really
single the next
good
day.
At finding
you're
people.
Really, really, really good at it. So I'd have to call you up.
How many times did I mean, you're
we're going on an adventure.
It's sick.
It's really kind of nuts. But that's if like, I mean, you know what it is?
Is you know
I
what
think
it
with
is
both
too?
Of us,
it's social media and it's
yes.
intuition.
Right. And it's also like, I'm really good. And I think you're really good about it is when people are having conversations with us. I can never remember every single thing that you said, but I'm remembering pieces of things that you said.
Oh, I remember details like a motherfucker.
And putting those little pieces together helps me. And also you figure out like what's,
also
really going on.
Because people subconsciously tell on themselves.
Yeah, they do.
So somebody will say, oh, you know who has a really nice car? Jessica. Bing. I noticed that Jessica has a very nice Volvo in my head.
Bing. Bing. Jessica's in there now. Mm-hmm. Jessica has a Volvo.
Right?
Exactly.
And then 3 weeks later when there's a Volvo parked down the street from your house, I'm like, that looks like a really nice Volvo.
I wonder if it's Jessica's.
Right. Well, like just dumb. Like that's just an example. But you know what I mean? Like I listen.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, same.
And
I listen
tell
to details.
On themselves and they contradict mm-hmm. themselves and you just got to remember.
Yeah.
Oh, so-and-so lives here or so-and-so does this mm-hmm. or people hang out at this spot and drink or yep. you just, it's stupid.
Or this
but
is his bitch's
like,
friend.
How many times did how many times when I was seeing Little Lighter Dick did I go to Long Island unannounced and his car not be home?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because it was at his apartment.
But the city is fucking...
that right. you didn't know about.
The city is so big, I didn't know.
Yeah, there's no way.
Like,
and
I'm not
didn't
familiar
know enough
with that
about
area.
It, yeah.
But, like, I knew that you were lying.
Yeah. So, like, if you're not going to come home... Like, moral of this story is if you're not going to come home and you're dating Bree or Tiff, be out of Kingston and surrounding areas because we know these areas well. And yes, we sound psychotic, but we're opening a business and we're going to do this for other people.
Yeah. We are. We're taking a course right now.
Yeah. So
and we're for hire.
Yeah. Because, you know, we got this.
Other things like are stipulations on relationships. Like you're not going to tell me how this is going to go.
No, I have a problem with stipulations too. Actually, it's like even hearing the word like a stipulation happening, it like triggers like a disgust within.
Yeah. You know? Immediately I'm angry.
Right. But I guess it also depends because, okay, let's talk about stipulations. So I had this friend who told me about her stipulation to the guy she was talking to.
Okay.
And like they were having problems having sex. Like for some reason, whenever they went to have sex, it wasn't happening. Mm. Right. But when it came to oral, that was happening. I could suck your dick all day and it will be just fine. Or you could eat me out. Everything's all good. Of course.
So what's the stipulation there?
The stipulation was that they are not doing oral anymore until the sex is like back on track.
Obviously.
Of course. Of course. Because, okay, I love to eat now.
I don't feel like that's a stipulation. Well, yeah, I guess it is.
It is a stipulation. No, yeah, so sure. Like, okay, I love to be eaten out. And I especially love to be eaten out by somebody who could actually make me come from doing it. So of course I want right. it, but I want to be
just
fucked.
Do that.
Right. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, someday you just need a fucking good hard pounding. And I'm telling you, those days are serious. Because I'm like, all right. So that is the stipulation that the girl had put on.
I think for me, the part, like the worst part of that would be the other end of it. Because you know when you're like worked up and you just want to be fucked.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
You had a bad day, or you're all worked up, or you're whatever, and you just wanted to get fucked out of you.
I fucked the puzzle up again. I'm sorry.
I'm moving the puzzle.
All right, continue. Yes.
But like, and then it can't happen. And it's like, okay, yeah, you could eat me out right now and I could come, but it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
And now I'm sexually frustrated and my whole day is shot. I don't like having morning sex.
I don't like it either.
Because if it don't go good, my whole day is not good.
Correct. And that's the thing, is I don't like it. I'm usually tired anyway, but if you're going to get me in the mood to have morning sex, I'll do it. But you better be doing it then. Because now you're fucking up my whole fucking day.
The whole day.
The whole day. Like, all I'm thinking about now is like, it's like a girl's blue balls. Yes. I don't know. Like, maybe it's blue labias or something.
Oh, because all I would be sitting there thinking about is, who the fuck can I call to come over and take care of this right now?
And, you know, a vibrator's just not going to cut it. No. Because a vibrator's not giving you the hard fucking that you've been
wanting.
To
this. You know what I am? A problem solver.
I'm a problem solver,
and I'm
too.
Finding a solution.
It's just sometimes those solutions aren't exactly what you want to do. So that's why problems just need to be fixed. And I hope that they do for this friend of mine, because
so
I
we're
know
starting
she
a private
really
investigating business, but you also had like an online business you wanted to start.
All right. So
that I feel like kind of ties into this, if you wanted to tell
everybody
about it.
So something I was thinking
it's
about
like hotornot.com, but do you remember that? Yes.
So something I was thinking about, okay, so similar to hotornot.com, right. It's kind of like,
which, did you ever upload a picture of you to Hot or Not?
No, of course
neither,
not.
Because I didn't want somebody to tell me it was not hot.
Maybe we should. Does that still exist?
We should Google it later.
Oh, let's do it.
What if they say not?
Damn. Well, I'm not going to use any filter, so it's going to be all natural.
So they're definitely putting not, but keep going.
Lies. But okay, so the business, I don't know what the name of the site would be, but I feel like, so we watched a little TikTok the other day, because you know that I'm all about like feedback and giving like positive or constructive feedback, especially during sex. Like, if it's not good or it could have been better, or there's something you could have done different, I will tell you, like, yeah. You're going to know.
Right.
Because that's the whole point of false confidence. How are you going to please me if you don't know how? So I will give that, but I have referred to it as feedback to you. So you make fun of me because I call it feedback.
It sounds like a performance review.
I know.
Well, I mean, essentially that's what it is, but like, you put it in the context of like a work performance review.
I know.
And I just feel like it's not appropriate.
I know. It's like, so I have a series of 5 questions.
Yeah. So what do you want the website to be?
So the website is something like a fucking scoring system, where like you upload a guy's picture, or a girl's, it could be for girls and guys, and they get rated by other people. Like, everybody's on there. Everybody in the world that is
so
fucked.
Like, our friend would have 300 ratings because he's fucked 300 girls.
Yes, if they all rated
so
him.
So you go on there and you had sex with somebody, you go on there and you rate their sex.
Correct.
Like oral...
Yeah, you could rate all of that stuff, okay. You know, and so that, and so I like to call that the fuckometer.
The fuckometer.com.
You could call it fuckometer.com, but then that way you could like filter. So you could be like, I'm not willing to go below a 6. You know?
I'm not willing to go below a 6 today.
So like, but it's all like reviews from other people. Like, they have to rate you a number. So like, they're a 6 in bed. So like, they're a 6. There's no way they can change it or alter it. Not everybody's going to review you, like rate you. But if you've ever fucked, you're going on that website. So like, you have to be rated if somebody fucks you. Like, you don't have an option to not be on that site. So like, let's say you're on it.
Okay.
Okay. And you get rated. I wonder what number I'd be. All right,
this
I
could backfire.
But yeah, like, you put like, so that way you could adjust your filters. Like, I really want a guy who's really good at like eating out, so maybe that filter is set okay. To like, I want a guy who's a 10 at that. Okay. But I think that would be a really good idea.
Also, there's a misconception here when you watch porn, mm-hmm. because some of these porn women, they are definitely faking some shit feeling good that don't feel good.
Oh,
you're getting gangbanged by 8 dudes with 12-inch dicks.
Yeah.
And they're like, in every hole you have, 2 in multiple holes. Like, I don't care what you're saying right now. That doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I've never had it, so I can't tell you that I know that for a fact. I don't think you have either. But
obviously.
Yeah. But like, at the end of the day, they just go OD in these porns. Like, the porns never turn me on if the girl's like, I'm like, okay, I've never in my life done all of that. And no. It's felt really great. So, like, you don't need to do that just because it's a porn. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I get it. Because people fake. Have fetishes and that's what they want. But then there's, like, this misconception that, like, you could perform like that. And I don't think that's realistic.
No, absolutely not. And so that porn would never get me off, you know? Like, because you can tell the difference between, like, a real moan and a fake moan. I don't know. I wish I was a guy sometimes because I know when bitches were lying to my ass. Like, no, you fucking didn't.
You know, so I had this conversation at work the other day. There was a guy that said, I used to fake coming all the time when I was with so-and-so because it was boring and I just wanted it to be over.
So a guy
and she never
it.
Knew. Yeah. But like,
that's cute.
Would you know?
Yes, I would know.
How?
Okay. The only way I wouldn't know would be if we used a condom,
right?
And then they came in the condom. Yeah. And if I was a crazy person, look at the condom to see if it's obviously got cum in it. Because you would, there's no way you wouldn't know if you, depending on how crazy you're willing to get. Because if you're coming in me and you're not wearing a condom, I could feel it. I could feel your dick throbbing. I could feel the cum coming out of me, like, for the next hour. Like,
it's the worst.
We can talk about that. But like, I would know. But if you used a condom, I could just look at the condom and see if there's cum in it. And I'd also know if I was going that crazy. So at any point in time, you could 100% know if the guy's faking it.
But girls fake it all the time. And guys are like, I'd know if they were faking it.
They do Bitch, say that. Aww.
No, apparently you wouldn't. Aww. Because you didn't know. Okay.
You like
sweetheart.
Literally had no idea.
You had no idea.
And think about the last girls that you, like, think about the last 100 times you fucked and just assume that 98% of that time the girl did not come.
It. Yeah.
Because it's very hard for girls to come. And like, I have a friend who told me about a girl who's like super sensitive and would come pretty much immediately. I don't fucking know like how that's possible. I don't want to say I don't believe him because I bet you he thought that that's true. But like how?
Right. Also, I like how in movies when they have sex and then the girl gets up and like just puts her summer dress back on with no panties and then they go like out for the rest of the day. Like,
so cum's not dripping down
so
your
you
leg?
So you don't have cum dripping out of your body right now? Yeah. While you're on the back of this motorcycle being chased? Like, there's no fucking... That's
sundress.
All I ever think about when I see these sex scenes. Or, like, the girl's on top and then she's getting off. And it's like, you know that shit is just, like, a... Like, you don't have a towel or a washcloth.
Yeah.
Or this is just dripping all over the place. Or it's just not dripping at all. Like,
yeah.
This is just me that it, like... falls out of for the next
no it's not just
minutes.
You I'm telling you it's not because it absolutely will and like and I
it's
actually
literally
hate it.
Not great no like, and you can pee and it's still gonna come out again after
yes
that.
You could go right to the bathroom
yes.
You could use a towel and wipe to the high fucking
and it's
heavens
still
coming out for at least 35 minutes afterwards at least
it's
that
not
long.
Cute
no it's not and there's no way I'm wearing my summer dress with no underwear getting on the back of a motorcycle
okay but you know what I mean yes. Like these movies are unrealistic and I'm just like they make sex look so romantic and it's not
like I'm sitting here kind of semi-disgusted like damn like I need to take a shower now but even then that's still gonna be coming out of me what the fuck but I love when guys come in me like I think that's great I love like you know, coming together and that whole situation. And I like it. I like to feel you coming, you know, like I said, you could feel the dick throw. It's just so great. And I'm sure most guys would prefer to come inside a girl too, but I will ask for people to pull out and just come somewhere else. Like basically anywhere else, except my mouth, obviously, because I just don't feel like dealing with the 35-hour cleanup process.
Right.
You know, I don't want to feel like I'm pissing my fucking pants, you know. And also, I think, and most people can attest to this, that like girls and guys, like semen's mixed together or bodily fluids mixed together can smell sometimes. Like some people worse than others. I've definitely been with people that have smelled afterwards. And I definitely, it's not like just you or just me. It's like us mixed together. And then there's been guys that it's like, you don't smell a fucking thing, which is great. But you know, I prefer not to deal with that. So like, just like, get the fuck out of here. Come on my asshole. I don't give a fuck where you do it. Come on my tits for all I care. You can even come on my face. Just don't get it in my hair. I'm not trying to be something,
like,
about Mary around this motherfucker.
It's bad.
It is so bad. So, but yeah, I don't like that. And I love how people make it, but the porns are just so ridiculous. And I think, I don't know. I struggled with this whole like philosophy on why guys always can't get hard. I'm still like not sold on the whole like sometimes we're just not in it, sometimes we're in our heads. Like, well, get the fuck out of your head, weirdo. Like, why are you thinking about the fucking Yankees and if they won tonight? Like, think about that in literally 10 minutes.
Right. Like, but like, is that what you're really thinking about? I just think it's us.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the fact that it's not. And even when we had the Outlaw Blitz on our podcast and they said some girls are Ferrari, some are Priuses or whatever the situation was, like, I believe that. Like, oh, but yeah. Why are we fucking if you're not like in here thinking I'm a Ferrari? Like, even just for the next 7.5 minutes.
Right.
2 to 7.5 minutes. Like, why?
I guess in my head, I'm like, it's not like there's another better option laying around here right now. Like, it's not like you have something else to do. So, like, why isn't.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't fucking
it's,
like it.
I know
it.
We're constantly bringing this up, but it's because it's constantly an issue for us.
It's a constant issue.
And it's sad.
Right. Because if I'm in my head.
And I'm thinking like, maybe like at our age, it's maybe ED a little bit like for these guys.
I think it could be ED, but it just depends. Like, I feel like somebody that is ED is probably not getting hard ever. You know, they would always need like if they had a really serious case of it.
But if they're getting hard for sometimes, if you're getting hard, if I suck your dick. But you're not getting hard if we have sex. That's not ED.
Right. Or if like you that's got hard when else. I was like jerking you off or sucking your dick. And then the instant that you put it inside me, it's soft now. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Then you're pissed.
Yeah. Then I have blue labia syndrome or something. I got blue clit syndrome. I'm not happy. I need to be fucked.
Yeah. And like you could take care of it yourself, but it's not the same.
It's no, just, like, it's not. Like, I have a way better chance of coming from, like, clitoral stimulation than intercourse all day. Oh, if I'm coming from intercourse, it's because my clit is being stimulated anyway. So, like, just having a dick, you know, and only, like, and not having any, like, clitoral stimulation is not going to make me come ever. But, like, I still like it. I like it to inside me. I like to feel the, like, full feeling. All the things that you like about being in my vagina, I like from the opposite side.
Right. No, yeah, I get it.
So, like, can I get a little of that dick, boy?
Or not, because it's not.
Like, please.
Right. It's not hard.
No, it's not hard, literally.
Literally. It's not hard.
Great. Well, I think we've done enough, like, kind of like tearing down the dicks of the nation. Yeah. Telling them how crazy we are for today. So,
all right. Well, till next week.
Till next week. Praise be, bitches.